we were up to Losh. Losh is kneading for the cake, making dough. And we'll see that it's not necessarily what we normally think kneading is. It's a stage before the actual kneading of the dough is really lisha. First of all, these halachas, we said that we're going to say how they apply to Yom Tov also. Losh does not apply to Yom Tov at all. You're allowed to make dough on Yom Tov, even if you could have made it Erev Yom Tov. There are no limitations on Lisha on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to perform all the things we're going to say now are Asra on Shabbos, are Mutra on Yom Tov. This malacha doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Okay, what is the malacha of Lisha? The basic idea is that you take small particles, add a liquid to them, and make them into a cohesive compound between the liquid and the solid, becomes a doughy substance, okay, or something like a doughy substance. Okay. So anything that's similar to that in the Mishkan, where was this in the Mishkan? According to most opinions, it was in making the dyes in the Mishkan. To make the dyes, they had to use various things that grew in the ground that they made into a paste, right? Made them into a paste, then they cooked them, and then they, took that paste, that cooked paste, and used it for putting in water, and that made the colored dye, to dye whatever they had to dye. But the making of the paste itself was Lisha. There wasn't any bread baking in the Mishkan, according to this opinion, because bread wasn't one of the components of building the Mishkan. There is an opinion that you count also the sacrifices that went into the Mishkan. That also was part of Malechus HaMishkan, especially the ones that served the various kelim. And since the Shulchan always had to have bread on it, so making that bread, right, was also part of the building of the Mishkan, and therefore there was the actual making of dough in the Mishkan, which was the source of this malacha. But according to most opinions, making of the bread for the Lechem HaPanim was not part of building the Mishkan, that was part of servicing the Mishkan, that was not part of the Lamates Malachos. And the malacha of Lisha, as well as cooking and everything, had nothing to do with the preparation of bread or food, but the preparation of the dyes for the Mishkan. Okay, in any case, whatever it was, they made some kind of doughy thing. Okay, now, the there's an argument whether the malacha is adding a liquid to particles of a solid that immediately make it join together, but it's not completely joined together until you actually mix it together. So what is the next malacha? The pouring of the liquid into the solid, which starts the process, is that already the malacha? Or no, it has to be the actual mixing of it together, that's the malacha. Halacha-wise, we pretty much hold like the second opinion, that in order to be chayav min haTorah, you have to actually mix it together. And just adding the liquid is not a Torah prohibition, still aser, it's aser min rabban, adding the liquid. But until you actually mix it together, you don't have a Torah prohibition. That's basically what the halacha is, but it's a chumrah to be choshesh, even for the first shita, that could be a Torah prohibition just from adding the liquid to the solid. In other words, pouring the water into the flour, you already have some kind of semblance of dough. Until you actually mix it together, you don't really have a cohesive piece of dough. So halacha-wise, it's not a Torah prohibition until you actually mix the things together. But the chumrah, right, we're choshesh, that since there are opinions that say that just putting the water in alone is already the Torah prohibition, we're choshesh for that shita too. But halacha-wise, if you don't mix it together, you don't have a Torah prohibition. That's one thing. Second thing is, does it apply to things that you never really could mix together totally? Like dough totally becomes a new compound. But there are certain kinds of things that are not bar gibul, they don't ever become a new compound completely. They stick together, but like ashes. You pour water into ashes, you can then make some kind of mixture, but it's not the same kind of thing, like it doesn't stick together like dough does. So some hold that there's no issur in that at all, not from the Torah we're talking now, rabbinically for sure there's an issur. There's no Torah prohibition in that, since it can never become like a doughy thing. It can only become minimally connected. Some hold that it's the same as dough, and some hold it's worse than dough. Because anything that could eventually become mamish like a doughy thing, you're not chayiv until you make it a doughy mixture. Something that never will become a doughy mixture is for sure also from the time you put in the liquid. So that's even worse, according to some opinion. Okay. Now, what about also, in addition to what's it called, to making dough, cutting dough, shaping dough, making something more doughy than it was before, right? That was taking a piece of bread and kneading it into like a more doughy consistency. You can do that with bread, with soft bread. That's also awesome, because that's also part of kneading. What we call kneading dough is also awesome, but that's not the Ikra Malacha. The Ikra Malacha is not the kneading. The Ikra Malacha is creating the dough itself. But kneading the dough and cutting the dough and shaping the dough is also part of this issur. Now, what about mashing something where you create a doughy substance but you don't have any liquid? That the liquid is part of the thing itself. That, according to most poskim, including the Chazon Ish or Moshe Feinstein, is not awesome. In other words, you're allowed to mash a banana, okay, where you don't separate it. We had two problems with mashing a banana. One is tolchein, right? You're separating the thing. We're talking here where you don't mash it and separate it, where you keep it completely whole. You mash it in the skin. So it's mamish completely whole. All you did now is take a solid and make it into a more doughy kind of thing. And why does it become doughy? Because there's liquid in the banana, part of the juices of the banana. But you didn't add any juice to it. If you mash a banana and add liquid, that for sure is lishur. That's usur according to everybody, right? Adding some kind of juice and mashing juice together with a banana to make a thick, what's it called, like a paste or whatever, that's usur for sure. That is lishur. We're talking over here where you don't add any extra liquid. So mashing something that has its own liquid, but you don't add any other liquid, that is not usur at all. That's okay. Then there's another thing. Some hold that when it comes to foods, alisha is only with things that grow from the ground. That with things like meat, eggs, fish that don't grow from the ground, there's no alisha. We don't hold like that. We hold pretty much lahalacha that it applies to all kinds of foods, and definitely applies to non-food things that don't grow from the ground, like metals and things like that, dirt, earth, making clay, right? Even though they don't grow from the ground, since they're non-food objects, everybody holds that leisha applies to them. It's only by food kind of things as a shaila, whether it's only food that grows from the ground or even food that doesn't grow from the ground. And when it comes to leisha, most poskim hold that even food that doesn't grow from the ground is included.
So, what's the issue with the banana?
Take it out of the skin or not? Where you mash it out of the skin, there's another problem of separating it. And that could be like tolchein. That could be like grinding.
I mean
taking the banana and not opening it, and mashing it inside the skin of the banana, so you haven't separated any of it from, it's all together, it's just mashed up. There could be that what's it called, that is not leisha.
There's times when leisha and tochein can...
Right, but even though they're the opposite malacha. Tochein is to take something that was whole and separate it into its parts. Leisha is to take things that were separated and make them into one whole thing. So sometimes the same action can have both effects. Right, it's reducing something. Right, exactly. Okay, now, something that is a thick mixture. Right, you take a liquid, add it to a solid, make a thick mixture, not a batter, but a dough. That's also from the Torah, right, and it's also in every way you do it, except if there are other reasons to be lenient. But normally, if you make a thick dough, even if you do it with a shinui, you do it in an unusual way, it's still awesome. Because that's a Torah prohibition, and doing it with a shinui will not make a difference. Still remains awesome in the Rabbanah. So therefore, the following things are awesome, no matter how you do them. Making instant oatmeal, instant mashed potatoes, jello. Okay, all these things are considered belila ava. Belila ava means it's not pourable. It's not a pourable batter. It's like a dough, something thick that won't pour easily from thing to thing. Anything like that is also from the Torah, and you can't do it on Shabbos no matter what. Now, what about adding mayonnaise or oil to chopped liver on Shabbos? So if the liver is chopped into big chunks, where it's not going to make a homogeneous kind of doughy kind of thing. Some people make chopped liver with big chunks, and they put oil and mayonnaise or whatever. That's not lisha. Lisha has to be where you create a homogeneous thing. But some people, like my wife, make chopped liver where it's chopped, pulverized. And when you add the oil, right, it becomes like a dough. Now, I mean, literally a dough. Okay, oil, mayonnaise, whatever. So here, first of all, if there was already oil or mayonnaise before Shabbos, and adding it now is just going to make it less consistent, then that's not what lisha is. Lisha is to make a consistent thing, take a solid and add a liquid and make it a consistent thing. But to make it less consistent is not the concept of lisha. That's more to take it apart, not to put it together. So if there was already oil or mayonnaise in it before Shabbos, and now you want to add more oil or more mayonnaise, that's okay, even where it's a consistent, very finely ground liver and eggs. If there was no oil or mayonnaise from before Shabbos, okay, then there are heterim. It's better not to do that, not to leave it. But if you did, there are heterim why it would be okay to do it with two shiduyim. Just like we'll see later that with a loose batter, it's okay to make the batter. If you have two shinuyim, one in the way you put the liquid in the solid, you put it the opposite way that you do during the week, and the second thing is that you mix it in an unusual way. You don't mix it with a fork or a spoon, but you use the handle of the fork or the spoon. You don't mix it with a revolving circular motion, but what's it called? Shtiva Arev, lengthwise, widthwise, one at a time, crisscross, okay? So you need two shinuyim, one in how you put the things together, and one in how you mix them together. Now normally this doesn't help for, thick mixtures. It only helps for loose mixtures. But since, eggs and liver, if you have onions in there, it's a problem. But eggs and liver are specifically not things that grow from the ground. So according to some, lisha doesn't apply to it, even though we don't pass them like that, but we can use that as a reason to be makel. Okay, secondly, they're all cooked. Some hold that lisha doesn't apply to things that were cooked already. So that's another reason to be makel. So b'di'evit, if you didn't put in mayonnaise or oil into your chopped liver, and it's the kind of chopped liver that's not big chunks, then b'di'evit you can put it in on Shabbos, as long as you put the oil into the liver, into the oil, and not the oil into the liver. Normally, you take the oil and pour it into the liver. Here, you have to put the oil in a pan and put the liver on top of it. And you couldn't mix it by mixing it with your hands or in a normal way, by mixing it around. You'd have to mix it slowly, with the opposite side of a fork or spoon or something like that. Okay, now, therefore you can't use another thing that would be a thick mixture would be like using Play-Doh or shaping dough would also be awesome. Now, adding vinegar or mayonnaise to horseradish.
You don't change the consistency at all.
What? No, it doesn't make a difference. But that's also part of Lisha, right, is making kneading dough is also awesome.
Kneading, when you knead, you change the consistency.
Yeah.
You're doing something. For example, you look at the example of challah.
Yeah.
Right, so if you squeeze the dough, it changes the consistency.
Right.
For Play-Doh, there's no difference. It means the same, just different shape.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, but shaping dough is also part of the Malach of Lisha. It's all part of the Seder of Lisha. Seder of Lisha includes shaping the dough. So shaping dough is also part of that Marach of Malach. Adding mayonnaise or vinegar to horseradish that didn't have anything in it. In other words, you had grated horseradish, and now on Shabbos you want to add vinegar to it, or you want to add mayonnaise into it. Okay? So there are also other heterim involved over here, because l'chora this is also something that's blilaso ava, and usually a shinui wouldn't help. So doing two shinuyim will help over here too, even though by normal things not. Here there are reasons why it could be that it's okay. Meaning that you have to make a loose mixture. Shouldn't make it a thick mixture. Should be a loose mixture. And put a lot of vinegar in or a lot of mayonnaise. And you have to do two shinuyim. How you put the liquid in should be different than normal, and how you mix it has to be different than normal. A tuna salad, it depends. If it's chunks of tuna, then there's no problem adding mayonnaise or oil to the thing. If there was oil there to begin with, or water in it already, and you just want to add more, that's also okay. If it was totally dry tuna that was already pulverized, so that's the kind of tuna salad that you don't see the individual pieces, where they become one compound, there the lechora should be the same thing. That since it's something that both is cooked and it's not gedulei karka, that you can be somech on making two shinuyim, and it's okay to do. But again, these things better to do before Shabbos. But if you didn't, then the two shinuyim is okay. Now, belila raka, something that is a loose batter, which can be poured, but it's not total liquid. It's something that has some consistency, but it's pourable. Okay, there, the halacha is that it's mutter with two shinuyim. Okay? Even if it's not cooked and it is does grow from the ground or whatever. Therefore, you can't take matzah meal. And what's called, even though it once was had lisha, that's completely gone away. Okay? Now, if you take it and make it back into matzah meal, you can't take that and mix it with water and make, you know, matzah meal cakes out of it. That's also called lisha. Unless you make it very loose and you make the two shinuyim. If you want to mix liquids into something solid, not for the sake of making something consistent, but just the opposite, to make the solid, you know, break apart. You want to put milk over biscuits. When I say biscuits, over cookies or whatever. And the reason you want to do that is to, you know, to make it fall apart, right? To make it soft. That's not called lisha at all. That's okay. What else would you do? Put butter in mashed potatoes or whatever. Purpose is not to make a dough. Purpose is to make the mashed potatoes softer. That's not the idea of lisha at all. That's okay. Okay, now, something that is not consistent at all.
And that is on the
Kavanah? Yeah, because the whole concept of Lisha is mixing a liquid to make a solid into something consistent. Now, something that's bichlal, pourable and not consistent at all, like making instant coffee, instant tea, milk, chocolate milk or whatever, right? All those things are mutter. If they're a little bit syrupy, or they start off before you mix them, there is something there that's consistent, then you should do it with a shinui. You shouldn't, even making it, what's it called, you shouldn't mix it vigorously, even if it's a total liquid. You should mix it slowly, because mixing vigorously is all considered looks like lisha. that if you, you have to do it a little bit slower than normal. And mixing liquids together, pourable liquids, where neither of them is solid, like ketchup and mustard, honey and sour cream, right? There is also mutter, as long as you don't mix it vigorously. Mix it slowly, yeah.
What about to make like icing, you mix powdered sugar with some
powdered sugar? Make icing? It becomes something, what's it called, like it becomes...
It could become either paste or it could become more pourable depending on which liquid you put in.
So if you make it, that you have to do the shinuyim. If it's what's it called, if it's going to remain liquidy, pourable, then you have to do two shinuyim. If it's not going to be liquidy, it's going to be a paste, then you can't do it at all. And again, like we said, big pieces is not called, you can put cornflakes into milk. That's not called lisha, because every piece remains by itself. Unless you want to, you know, then take it and mush it together into one ball or whatever, that would be awesome. Or making coleslaw, potato salad, and adding mayonnaise, or tuna salad where you have big chunks of tuna, and each piece is still discernible by itself, that's not called leash at all. That's okay.
Maybe a baby bottle.
A baby bottle of what? Powdered milk?
Formula and
powdered
milk.
Yeah, but that's totally pourable. That has no consistency at all. It's drinkable. Right? Mama's drinkable. It's not like a batter. That's a liquid.
But does that also apply with this, with how you, I mean, you don't mix it, so not vigorously?
No, you don't have to mix it with a shinoy. You just shouldn't mix it, you know, mamish, like you're whipping it up.
I shake it up in the
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
Baby cereal, can you make that, can you make it loose?
Baby cereal, you have to make it loose, and you have to do two shinoyim. Any loose batter needs two shinoyim. Thick batter doesn't help. You're not allowed to do it at all, except if there are other extenuating circumstances we mentioned. And, where it's totally liquid, then it's okay without any shinuyim. Where it's totally solid, where it's not becoming, you know, a new compound, everything is still remains by itself, just stuck together by the liquid, like the mayonnaise holds the potatoes together in a potato salad where you can see each little piece of potato, that's okay too.
Normally coffee or tea, you don't have to put the liquid in first, there's no problem.
Now, except, let's talk about iced coffee and iced tea. If you're talking about cooking, then there are problems. There's also a problem of soveya, of coloring. So it could be that it's better to put the liquid into the solid than the solid into the liquid, only outside, so you're not coloring it. Okay? Because if you have the water by itself and then you add the coloring to the water, you're coloring the water. If you add the water into the thing to begin with, it's not the same thing anymore.
Baby bottles, you don't have to change the order of the water and the formula?
No. No. No, only... Right. Well, oh, that's... Again, us cooking, maybe there's an inyan. Because of cliché-ny, putting something into a cliché-ny, it may be. But not us cooking, unless, before it becomes totally a liquid, there's portions that are, yes, a battery, and then... By adding more and more liquid, it gets more liquidy, then you should do a chino. But if it, right away, it never becomes clumpy. Certain things it does be. I don't know what the formula is. Yeah. Yeah. So one second, but if you put the powder in, does it part of it remain clumpy until it really gets mixed in? If it does, then you should change the amount. If that changes the order. But if it doesn't, in other words, as soon as you put it in, it dissolves. So it never becomes a batter.
If I don't shake it up real good, then
it'll remain a batter.
There's some clumps in
there. Yeah, so some people are machmer than in that. That's since lechatchila it's considered a batter, then you should make the shinuyim, yeah. In other words, you should put it in a different way and mix it differently. But if it's not like that, if it's something that, I mean, an instant tea never becomes a batter, right? It's immediately, right, disintegrates. Then disintegrates, whatever, it dissolves. That's the word, it dissolves. It immediately dissolves. So then there's no shine. That's okay. But if it doesn't immediately dissolve, there's some kind of clumpy stuff, then there are people in Machmer that you should do it with the shinuyim. Even though eventually it's going to be totally liquid. Yeah. Right, and not slowly, right. Right, right. In other words, if you have something that you want to make, loose batter,
But if you start with a heavy batter and then just add things after that to make it loose, you already were over the issur by making the heavy batter to begin with. So in order, you have to make it a loose batter all at once. So you should add the liquid, not a little bit at a time, but all at once.